Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
How many amendments are there to the U.S. Constitution?
27.
When you take what you took from me.
Yes, 27. But could you have answered that question? The suspicion that not many of us could, that the Constitution and the courts that rule on it are not well understood by we the people, is what got the folks at Radiolab to create the More Perfect podcast. And they've done something really special for its third season, an album with 35 songs about all 27 of those amendments, plus there are liner notes online to read, or you can consider the podcast episodes, the conversations about the amendments, as audio liner notes, the first four of which have dropped now. And every day during this membership drive, we're being joined by one of the More Perfect producers to talk about the words and listen to a little of the music to a different amendment. And today I'm joined by none other than the host and creator of Radiolab and More Perfect, Jad Abumrad, to talk about that very first amendment to the Constitution. Hey, Jad.
Hello, Brian.
But first, before we get to the first amendment, why make an album?
Many of our listeners are asking that question. It sort of came from a few directions at once. To be totally honest, I was talking about a year ago. I was talking with her, maybe 2 years ago at this point, talking with a friend who told me, this is an older gentleman who told me that in the 60s, during another period of great social change, one of the things that unified all of these disparate movements was a common shared music. And that connected in my mind with Schoolhouse Rock, which is how I grew up, and that was sort of our common vocabulary for understanding how government worked. And also connected, of course, to the central issue and mission of More Perfect, which is about sort of the Constitution and how it lives and breathes and is fought over.
And the phrase, of course, comes from the preamble to the Constitution, the phrase, in order to create a more perfect union.
Yes, which is actually technically not, it's grammatically not, nothing can be more and perfect at the same time.
So because it's kind of perfect is an ultimate.
It's like an absolute, right?
Something can't be a lot unique. Unique is one of a kind.
Yes.
Perfect is perfection. But okay, more perfect.
So, you know, all those things came together, and we thought for our third season, rather than tell gigantic stories about the Supreme Court, we might maybe, in many ways, sort of like what you do with 30 Issues in 30 Days, could we march through the amendments to the Constitution and tell stories about these amendments, and then in a very Schoolhouse Rocky sort of way, ask musicians to interpret the amendments, because the text of these things, as crucially important as they are, it's stodgy, it's hard to understand, and the music would be a way to sort of reanimate these things.
And we'll listen to a little music in a little bit, but to refresh our memories, and because we all think we know the First Amendment, but we, most of us, don't know it as well as we think, could you just read the First Amendment?
Yes, let me see. I think I have it written down here.
I have it if you need it.
Oh, can I grab your sheet?
Yep.
Okay,
right.
Yes.
There.
I don't want to mess up the words. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
And what blows me away every time I think about the First Amendment and all of that language is that the First Amendment could really be the first three or four amendments.
Yeah.
Freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom to assemble, freedom to petition the government with your grievances. I mean, each one of those things is huge and a complicated building block of democracy. Why did they lump all of those ginormous ones together?
You know, it's really interesting if you try and understand the logic of a potential logic for why they did that. And we talked to a guy, Bert Newborn, who's a professor, who tells the story of the First Amendment as kind of the life cycle of an idea being born in a human mind, propagating out into the world, and then creating change. Because if you think about it, the first clause is the free exercise of religion. That's, in a sense, the freedom of thought. So the thoughts in your head are protected. And then let's say you want to speak those thoughts. That's protected. And then let's say you want to take that speech and amplify it through the press. That's protected. And then let's say you want to amplify those thoughts to create a movement. That's protected. And then let's say you want to get the movement happening to affect change, to petition the government. that's protected. So what they did is they create almost like a life cycle of a thought in a human head moving out into the world.
That's such a great telling, the weaving together of those parts of the First Amendment. That was awesome, Chad. So one of the songs is by a musician named Joey Styles. Let's listen to a bit of his song. Do you want to set it up? Do you want to give us just a few seconds to set it up, or
yeah,
should we just play it?
I mean, this is a you know, interesting to what I just said. This is a guy. He's a Canadian rapper and hip-hop artist, First Nations. He focused in on an aspect of the First Amendment that didn't work. For many, many years, Native Americans in this country didn't get First Amendment protection for their Native dances. And so this song is all about that.
Native of America, tell me how you feel. Would you die over ethics? Come on, tell me for real. We blessed by nature, blessed for battle. I hear the war cry, sitting perfect on a rattle. A snake chases tail, love phoenix earns its wings. I fear no thing as a holy man sings. I'm seeing ghosts, every move I make. They can't break me.
Native America, tell me how you feel. Would you die over ethics? Come on, tell me for real. And the other lyrics that we heard there. Did all of these artists record original music for the most perfect, more perfect podcast album?
Yeah, they did. This has been slowly over the last 2 years-ish. We've been working with all of these different artists from Joey Styles that you heard, Devendra Banhart, They Might Be Giants, Dolly Parton amazingly did The 19th Amendment, which we just released on the podcast. These are all original works, and they really range, Brian. I mean, some of them are very Schoolhouse Rocky in that they talk exactly about the amendment, but others take things like the 8th Amendment, you know, barring cruel and unusual punishment, and flip it into something like a love song. So there's a lot that are personal, some are poetic, some are very civic-minded. It's all over the map.
And the First Amendment is a battleground these days, isn't it? Between the president's efforts to discredit the media, to the controversy over athletes taking a knee, to the Supreme Court weaponizing the First Amendment, to use Justice Kagan's recent word, in decisions on so-called pregnancy crisis centers and public service unions. Wow, is it a battleground?
Yeah, and especially, I mean, right now with the Khashoggi story, I mean, these are freedom of the press could not be more of an issue right now. And, you know, particularly the first clause in the First Amendment, the protecting religious liberty, is right now a gigantic battleground in the culture wars. You know, many people believe that the right wing has recently discovered the First Amendment and has weaponized it.
Listeners, you can get this wherever you get your podcasts. Just at Radiolab?
Yeah, radiolab.org/moreperfect or themostperfectalbum.org. You can hear all the songs and read all about all the amendments.
And you want to just give us 15 seconds, and then we're out of time, on what this week's... we have a little more time than I thought. Than this week's episode, what this week's episode is about?
Sure. So we're releasing podcast liner notes, as you mentioned, that tell stories about each of the amendments, and we're marching our way through. And this week we get to the sort of Civil War triptych of amendments, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. And we are going to sort of 13th and the 14th. 14th is an equal protection of the law. 15th was, can't be denied voting. And so we're going to tell stories about each of those. And we've got a great, great songs for each of these.
All right. And we're going to end with another of your First Amendment songs. The one by the band Cherry Glazer. The band, interestingly enough, is named after the KCRW public radio reporter and host, Cherry Glazer. KCRW is the Santa Monica NPR affiliate. And here we go.